The first two openers of the 2019 Upper Cook Inlet Drift Gillnet season are done. The June 20th and 24th Central District fishing periods each yielded about 2,000 salmon for a total harvest of 4,113 fish on 146 deliveries. 92% were sockeye. Set netters on the west side of the Central District caught just under 2,500 fish, of which all but 15 were sockeye. The first set gillnet opener in the Northern District just north of Nikiski was yesterday, June 27th. Fishing improved from last week in Lower Cook Inlet, with seiners in the various Ketchmack Bay sub-districts hauling in around 3,000 fish, mostly red salmon, on 18 deliveries. The pink runs are starting up as well, accounting for about 12% of the catch, mainly in the Neptune Bay sub-district between 60-foot rock and the end of the Homer Spit. Southern District set gillnetters added another 1,182 fish, bringing the total Lower Cook Inlet harvest for the year, including the Kamishak and Resurrection Bay seine fisheries, to 136,369 salmon. Homer landed 110,507 pounds of halibut in the last week to maintain its spot as the top halibut port, with almost 1.2 million pounds hoisted up its cranes. Kodiak and Seward follow closely with 1 million pounds each. In all, a little more than 8 million pounds of halibut have been delivered to U.S. ports, mostly in Alaska, with about 9,700,000 pounds of quota left to catch. 11 boats delivered almost 200,000 pounds of sable fish into Seward in the last week, more than any other Alaskan port. Its 1.8 million total pounds is good for third place in the state behind Sitka and Kodiak. About 15 million pounds is yet to be caught. Homer landed 5 deliveries for a little over 18,000 pounds of sable fish since last Thursday. The end of next week should see the first lingcod and jig-caught rockfish deliveries to Homer, as both of those fisheries open in Cook Inlet on July 1st. Retention of lingcod caught as bycatch in the IFQ longline fisheries will also be allowed on that date. For KBBI, I'm Jeff Lockwood.